Hi, is this John?
Speaking.
Hey, John, this is Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. I wanted to go over some options. Sorry for getting you back too late in the day. Is that an okay time?
Yeah.
Okay, so, and I know that you're looking for the loan in a timely manner, so I want to give you an idea of what Bank of Cardiff can do. I've run your file up to, like, the top of the flagpole, so to speak.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. You're completely welcome. So, one of the challenges right now is what in this industry what's called stacking. And stacking is when you get multiple loans. And often as the loans get riskier, they get more expensive, shorter term. And oftentimes mm-hmm. they drive people, businesses into a very kind of dark place. I'm not going to be self-righteous. We do stacking as well, but sometimes it kind of gets to an insane level. So here's what we can do for you. Based on the business credit and the amount of loans, my underwriter, the guy that works above me, he won't sign off on a loan. His thought process is to, because to pay off this many lenders, his fear is we give you a loan, or not we, Bank of Cardiff gives you a loan, and then you get a few more loans behind it, and it kind of exacerbates the problem. So his idea is, and there's no guarantees, of course, but if you can wait a few months to have these loans be paid off, if you get your balances down to, say, one or two balances, there potentially are a lot more programs that he can look into. And I just want to run that by you and get some feedback to see what I could do for you. I think if we give you, the other option is we could potentially give you another loan, but to be frank with you, it's going to be horrifically expensive if it's like a fifth position loan.
Well, couldn't they have told me that 10 days ago when we started this? They knew about these from the very beginning, and the whole idea is to pay these loans off.
Correct. Go ahead.
The original amounts that these started out as, well, one has been paid off while we've been negotiating with you, and the other three are very small amounts. They're all okay. In the teens or less.
Okay. I think it's the amount of loans and the credit score as part of it. And their feeling is that these kind of, look, I see it from the customer side, not from the lender side, because I'm a consumer myself. I think what we should do is, I think if we can wait, I mean, these loans will be paid off, what, in a month or two, or even less than that, right?
I need the money now, so that won't help. The whole reason I'm doing this is I have some buildings that were damaged in a winter storm that I've got to get repaired so I can get them rented up again. I just can't wait.
I understand. Do you have any? There is one other option. Do you have any collateral you could offer?
Well, I have mortgages on the buildings that are.
Do you have like a significant equity position or no?
Yeah, I own 95% of the corporation.
No, I'm saying in terms of the properties. Do you have equity in the properties?
Yeah, I have a lot of equity in the properties.
Okay. There is one other avenue. About how much do you owe, or how much equity do you have?
Well, there's about $7 million in mortgages against these buildings, and there's about $10 million in equity.
Okay.
But again, I don't have time to start all this over, Ruben. I mean, I was very, very clear from the very get-go with what my credit score situation was. We brought my son in. You guys pulled his credit twice because he's got a very high credit score. You know, my credit score is low because of one of those ACH lenders, as I explained to you, having my credit pulled 131 times in 6 weeks.
Okay.
And so, I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. There's just...
No, look, you have the right to be frustrated. I'm just the guy working on your loan, and I've obviously got to answer to someone, and I can't... If I could click a button to give you the funds, I would. It sounds like to me, if you get this loan, you're not going to get multiple loans. And I think also...
No, that's why I wanted to pay these other loans off. I mean, I had no other avenue at the time. Everybody knew what the situation was. And the fact of the matter is, I didn't even put those loans in place. I only put the first one in place. I was in the hospital.
Gotcha.
And for an extended period of time. My office manager at the time, this was right before the holidays, and I was out of the office for a couple of months. And she needed money, and she didn't know what else to do. She didn't realize she was doing anything wrong with the stacking, as you're calling it. And she used my
It's nothing wrong. We do second position and third position loans, so there's nothing inherently evil about it. Just it's a different program. It's nothing evil. I'm not going to clarify that.
No, but all I'm saying is that she put those loans in place. When I got back into the office here, I threw a fit, and I fired her. I let her go. And so
she didn't sign off on those loans, I assume.
She used my signature stamp.
Oh.
Okay, so, and then she, one of those lenders, well, actually two of them, BFS Capital and Yellowstone Capital, okay? They're very unethical, unscrupulous lenders. They lied and said they were direct lenders. They're brokers. And
well, we're a lender and a syndicator as well. Our concern, just so you know, or not our, Bank of Cardiff's concern is not the amount of inquiries you have. That's not the problem. The problem is multiple loans. However, if someone entered into agreements without your knowledge, that's a completely different thing. So you're telling me you didn't sign on that Yellowstone loan and you didn't sign on the other loan. Someone signed for you.
Right.
Have you, settled that? Are you paying them off? Have you sued that person?
Yeah. The Yellowstone loan has just a few thousand left on it.
Why did someone enter into that signature that just worked for you?
Because she wished I wasn't here. She needed money. She didn't know where to get it. And so that's what she didn't, like I said, she didn't realize she was doing anything wrong.
Okay, so the former
She had used my signature stamp in the past with my permission. This time, and it was not for loans, but for other things.
Aren't they some of the documents you signed notarized?
No.
Okay.
Nope, not at all. Some companies require notarized, but not.
So which agreement? So you have Yellowstone, Knight, LG, and Finish Line. So
right. Finish Line's paid off.
And which one? So you didn't enter into Yellowstone. How about the Knight balance?
Hold on. I think maybe it was Joe I gave these. Okay. The Knight balance was originally, the payback amount was $65,960. There's $9,000. It's under 9,000, 8,000 something left on that.
The one that was used without your permission is the Yellowstone loan, correct?
I believe so. I think it was Yellowstone and LG and Knight.
So Yellowstone.
I did the Finish Line loan originally. That's been paid off. I can email you the copy of the thing from Finish Line that thanking us for paying it according to terms.
Finish Line loan, which he paid off.
Right. Okay. That was originally $65,700. Okay. Knight funding was originally $65,960. There's only around $8,000 left on that one. LG funding was originally $126,112.
Okay. Well, and has LG offered you any more funding?
We haven't asked them for any more.
Okay.
Because of the, these are high interest rates. That's why, when I talked to Joe, he said, look, we're a bank. We're going to give you, a longer term. And
what kind of interest rate were you expecting? Because I know some of the loans.
He didn't tell me yet. He said, we're going to make you an offer. I spent days and days giving you guys all kinds of due diligence.
Okay.
And I said, Joe, I hope you're not, sending me on a wild goose chase here. And I said, I don't want my credit pulled again until you guys have an offer for me. First thing that happens, you guys pulled my credit. Okay, and so I called Joe up and I said, Joe, I told you I did not want to sign an application because I didn't want you to pull my credit again until you have an offer, because you guys don't give me an offer, I got more hits on my credit. And he goes, oh, no, don't worry, we won't pull your credit. The very next day, my credit was pulled.
Yeah.
Okay. And I monitor it on Equifax and Experian. And so I called him up. I saw it immediately where you pulled it. Not only that, then when he puts my son on there, you guys pulled his twice.
I don't physically pull credit, just so you know.
I understand, Ruben. Everybody says somebody else pulled the credit. But
no, Bank of Cardiff pulled your credit. I'm just saying I don't physically pull reports.
But Joe assured me that it would not be pulled, and it was pulled. So
okay.
That's my point. So now you're telling me I don't have an offer for you, and now my credit has probably gone down several more points because it was pulled.
I don't think it has any. I'm not going to fight with anyone. It's not my role here. It's not my personality. Your credit score going down a few points. These loans aren't based off credit score. The things that are affecting your credit score are the past due amounts. It's not the increase.
No, Ruben, excuse me, but that's not correct. I was on the phone at length with the credit bureaus. Okay, when financial institutions pull your credit, it is a 1 to 3 point hit. It's a hard hit. No matter what they tell you internally about it being a soft pull.
It's not a soft pull, but what I'm telling you is it's not the issue on the credit.
My credit was pulled 130 times. So just multiply that out times 1 to 3 points. That's how much my credit dropped.
Okay,
I just borrowed, Ruben. I have two commitment letters I just signed and sent back. I got an SBA loan from NewTek out of New York for another one of my businesses for $1.639 million.
Recently?
Just today, okay? I just sent it in. I just emailed it back to them 5 minutes ago, 5 minutes before you called, okay? A few days earlier, I got a loan for $1.75 million plus a $250,000 line of credit for another one of my businesses, the Rapids Theater. And you know what? Both of those banks looked at my credit score and saw that there was nothing wrong with my overall credit other than the number of pulls. And both gave me millions of dollars.
Okay,
So you're telling me, and the thing is, I'm talking to you, but you're not the one making the decision.
Correct.
And apparently the one making the decision won't talk to me. I don't know if that's a bank rule or what the deal is. But, I have been going through this process with your bank.
So you have an SBA loan for millions of dollars, so they're probably at really cheap interest rates, I assume, correct?
The interest rate is 2.75 over prime.
Okay, I don't think we'll be in the same ballpark competing with an SBA loan.
Didn't expect you to be in the same ballpark, okay? And not at all. I just knew you weren't going to be 35 or 40% like these ACH lenders are.
We do have an ACH loan product, but it's not necessarily at those rates.
I understand that. But what Joe told me was you guys would be able to do something with a monthly payment, so that I didn't, because it's too hard to manage cash flow with this daily stuff.
Okay, I apologize. I'm going to look into your file. I'm going to see if there's any other avenues we can provide, but much of our funding, we were shooting for a daily or weekly ACH refinance.
You were?
That's one of the programs we have. Not all of our programs are monthly.
I was very clear with Joe from the get-go. If that's what you were offering, I didn't want it.
It's one of the programs we offer. It's not all of them.
Okay. I can get those from anywhere, okay? That's not what I wanted.
Okay.
And Joe assured me that you had a monthly payment product.
We do have a monthly payment product. It is correct.
Okay. That's what I was interested in.
Depends on what you qualify for.
showed an amazing ability to pay. I've paid all these other loans down at the rate of over $3,000 a day. So figure that out. That's $60,000 a month.
I know some of these loans are very expensive. Let me talk to my supervisor. If there's an alternative product we can provide, regardless, I'll call you first thing on Monday morning, and I'll see what we can do for you. My job is to help you. You know, that's my role here.
Okay. Would it be possible to have the supervisor or whoever is making the decision talk to me?
Yeah, I can get a supervisor on the line with you Monday morning. That's not a problem. I just don't want to blindside them right now. I mean, I can try to, but could they reach out to you first thing Monday morning?
Yeah, or you can call me on my cell later this afternoon.
I think it's best for me to get them, like, you know, I know it's 5:15 your time already. I should talk to someone, explain the situation, have them reach out to you so they've got all the data in front of you.
Okay. Well, again, I put yourself in my place. I've been 2 weeks getting information for you, and now you want me to wait a whole another weekend. I'm not going to sleep much, you know, if I have to wait that long. But if that's the case, then...
I think, regardless, these loans, I can only go by certain rules. I'm not here to pressure you. I'm just here to, you know, help customers out to the best of my ability. You know, if we can help you out, we can help you out. And I do understand, but these loans are not, I think they're not necessarily always monthly, and I apologize for the credit increase. That's all I can say.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm here to help, and I'm going to have a supervisor reach out to you first thing on Monday morning to figure this out, all right?
Okay. Appreciate it very much.
You got it, sir. I hope to talk to you soon and resolve this, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay.